Whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. So, guess what happened to me? I started walking wisely, and I got delivered. Now, I still work now. Don't get me wrong. I put in a bunch of time. I work at the station. It's a 24-hour shift, and I call that my off day. when I leave the station, I really work. But I go to work with a whole different, my brain is totally different. I go saying, Lord, I'm thanking him all the time instead of complaining about how tired I am. I'm thanking him all the time because I know this is a means to an end. This is a guidance. This is a building tool. This is strengthening me. This is enabling me. This is educating me. And it's also guiding me to trust him. Because I'm trusting him that I ain't going to, because when I get a lot older than this, I ain't going to want to do it, and I don't want to have to do it. But if I had stayed on the road I was on, I was going to be 60 and 70 and 80, and I was going to have to do it. So anyways, that's done. Let's go on. Okay, Isaiah 43, you don't have to turn there. It just talks about, it says, says something about, I am God, I'm the one who made you. Why can't you trust me? I'm the one who made you. I know everything about you. I know what you need. I know it before you need it. So trust me on that. Let's skip that one. Let's go to John. Let's do John 14 and 1, and then we're going to move on. John 14, 1. And I can already see this is happening. I always say that. I'm going to be up here short. I can feel it now. I done been up here like 85 minutes, ain't I? And I ain't far, so I'm finna start getting it. All right, John 14, 1. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. All right, yeah, that's it. Let's do that one again. That's what I wanted. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. So, back to do you. So, since we done heard about trusting God, what helps you trust God? What causes you to trust God is, do you believe? Believing in God, believing his promises, believing his word, that's what causes you to trust him. Now, I went down a whole bunch of scriptures here. We'll just talk about the ones, you know, the ones everybody know, Mark 11. You know, everybody knows that's talking about believing. That's, you believe God. You believe his word. First of all, in Romans 10, you have to believe he is God. You have to believe he is real. He is true. He is the one. He is the only. Then you have to believe in him and believe in his son that he provided salvation for you. You have to believe that through the name of Jesus, you can end up being a member of the kingdom. You can be a child of God destined to heaven. You don't have to live in hell on earth anymore. You don't have to die off of this earth and go to another hell. You can live on heaven on this earth. And when you leave this earth, there's another heaven waiting on you, a much, much better heaven. And so once you believe in God, then you believe in all his promises. Oh, man, all the. The far, far stretching promises. The blessing beyond measure. The blessing when you come in and when you go out. God promised you so much good stuff. So much good stuff. I mean, you can be healthy and well. You can get old but not age. You can have. I hit one in for somebody, didn't I? No, nobody like to get old. I don't know if my daddy ever, I don't even know if he remembers saying this, but I'll never forget it. And this was growing up, my daddy was Superman. I mean, he's strong and long, dude, like I'm talking about, working hard and could do it all and wouldn't quit. And I ain't because I just learned it, I saw it. And but in latter years, when I started, daddy started getting toward the end when he was getting to where he stopped working so much. And I was starting to pick up the pace behind him. And we were doing something together, and we had a plastic package to open. I can't remember what it was. And I don't even know if he remembers saying it, but I tell everybody this all the time, because that's why I strongly recommend you quote, rigorously quote About your youth being renewed like the eagle. I quote it as my youth is renewed like the word promises. But we was opening this package, and I was wanting to take it from him because he was fumbling with it pretty bad. Is fumbling the word? It's a Jones word anyway. He's fumbling with it, and I wanted to take it from him because just open it up, and he was picking at it. He finally said, "Boy, ain't nothing good about getting old." So don't nobody like to get old, but the word can ease that. The word can make that. You can take your, you can trust God, and you can believe what he said. And that getting old cannot be so bad. It can, matter of fact, it can actually just be pleasant. You cannot age and still get all the wisdom, all the good stuff that comes from getting old, the not having to do so much, enjoying the grandkids and send them back home when you're tired of them. You get to enjoy all that. And you ain't got to be actually old, you know what I'm saying? So take the word. What was I talking about? So what was I talking about? So believe in God. Oh yeah, God has all these promises. So you can believe God for, and then he promised us. Oh man, he promised you. Take the Old Testament, start in the first in Genesis, and just go through, and you can see how the promise was originated. God promised Abraham all this stuff. You can read all about Abraham, how the blessing just extended through Abraham's long life, and then it passed down to his son because God promised it. So your sons and your kids and all your everybody behind you will be. And the word shows you how they were blessed, and they were blessed. And you can get it all the way down to where Jesus hit the earth, and he was blessed. And Jesus, but he still used the word. And so that blessing, because Jesus died on the cross, extends all the way to us. It doesn't quit. The scripture in there says God didn't change his mind. He still wants to extend that promise. It's a promise. It's a guarantee. So he can't, but you have to access it. But God had these long promises, and so do you believe that these promises are available? And then do you believe these promises are here? Then do you believe that you're the one can have them? Part of an example of having it available but not believing it, and then believing it and then actually grabbing hold of it because you believe. One small example, we've heard this example a bunch of times, is having a debit card and a bank account, but you don't believe no money is in there. You ever had your account low and you didn't know if it was in there or not, and you didn't want to swipe it? But then another time you knew it was in there. You had way more than what you was finna swipe for, and you swiped with confidence. So you believe. So do you believe? But one example was, now my truck's pretty old, and I've enjoyed, and it's still treating me well and all that. But back before that truck, I drove a little bitty truck that before I got it, I really wanted pretty much that truck. And I got it, and then after I had it for several years, and it did a whole bunch of stuff for me, and I outgrew it. And then my dad had the nerve to come home with this huge dually, and it was all so pretty, and I'm like, yes, that's it, that's what I want, you know. And so for years, I drooled over having a truck like that. And I would get him, I don't know why he would always do me like that. I don't know why my dad is so bad tonight. I know why, because he made me get up. He made me get up here on short notice. Anyway, he would always, we would have to go somewhere together on a regular basis because we worked together a lot. And he was like, "Oh, you can drive." He always made me drive. He don't know how hard that was to get up in his big old nice truck. As one of my wife's uncle says, a cowboy's dream, you know, as a big, no, nice cowboy truck. And I would be driving that truck, and it just did that to me. And then I would have to step out of his truck and get down there. And he'd be like, "Y'all go to the store and get so-and-so, you can drive my..." No, Dad, I do not want to drive your truck. Because I really want to drive your truck. So